Now, the Menominee tribe has extended emergency orders and temporary closures because of an increase in COVID-19 cases. The tribe, like Wisconsin as a whole, has seen a sharp rise in cases since mid-September after staying in single digits throughout much of the spring and the first half of the summer. Menominee County, which shares nearly the same borders as the reservation, now has more than 170 positive cases. Myron Piawassett, the brother of a Menominee tribal legislator, spoke in a public service video about how he and his wife and kids were all infected by COVID-19.
It struck our nervous system, our muscles, our joints. It affected our lungs. We couldn't breathe.
Dr. Amy Slagle is a family physician at Menominee Tribal Clinic. Dr. Slagle, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us some about how you've seen COVID-19 affect the Menominee community?
Well, we kept it at bay and at really low levels up until mid-September, and it was well in check. And suddenly, in a twinkle, it was not. We had our 19th case on September 2nd. On the 15th, we had our 115th, and today, as you mentioned, we're up over 170 cases. So that's just in over a month. So we've had essentially exponential growth without any super spreader events or any major outbreaks. No cases traced to our casino or any public gatherings or events. It's just been a very slow but steady spread that's happened in 1,000 different places. So it's become very serious very quickly.
What kind of emergency orders are now in effect after this big jump in cases?
Well, we used an emergency order put in place by our incident command group to basically roll back our reopening plan for the tribe. So all of the tribal government programs and associated entities and buildings are all rolled back to essential workers only. Everyone who can work from home is doing so. The schools are doing only remote learning, 100%. That includes our private tribal school and also our public school district. Bars and restaurants are curbside only. The casino has been closed again now for over 3 weeks. Our mill, which is a major source of revenue and jobs for the tribe, has been in place for over 150 years, is open, but working with a very skeleton crew. So it's really a pretty intense shutdown going on. We had hoped it would only last a few weeks, but now we are looking at least through October 19th, if not longer, if we don't start seeing a decrease in cases.
And you're in a part of the state that's seeing big increases too. Is there anything unique about how this is hitting the Menominee community, or is this just part of a state that's it's hitting all at once now?
Well, I think what's happened here mirrors what's happened in our area, and we are officially included in the Fox Valley HERC. But it's happening with a bit of a rigorous ferocity that I would relate to some of the things that are strengths and prideful parts of the Menominee culture, and that's that families like to live together. So there are multi-generations living in one home, and so someone picks up COVID at their workplace because masks weren't enforced, and they bring it home to a parent and to a grandparent and to a great aunt. Then you have people who are elders and vulnerable, who have many comorbid diseases, and those people are at great risk for worse outcomes with COVID. And we are basically at the brink of that today. We had a report just this afternoon of a tribal member passing away from COVID. So it's here. And because of the multi-generational family living situation, once it takes hold, it's going to be devastating. These kind of cultural issues are much like what the Navajo experienced in terms of their housing. We've got better infrastructure in many ways, but the families living together in overcrowded or multi-generational homes is our biggest concern for spread from the young people to our vulnerable elders.
And you mentioned the HERC, I think that's the Healthcare Emergency Readiness Coalition. Are you in providing healthcare in the Menominee community in regular contact with other healthcare providers in the region to coordinate your efforts?
Sure. We have a very good clinic facility here. We have 7 doctors on staff here and several nurse practitioners. All of our physicians are active staff at Theta Care Shawano Hospital, which is 8 miles south of Menominee County. So that's where we primarily hospitalize. We have patients who go to both Green Bay and Fox Valley for tertiary care services. So we're well plugged into those hospital systems. We have an excellent ambulance service, but we're suffering from the same problem as everyone else, is there's no hospital capacity. Last night at our hospital, there were patients being put in OB rooms because there were no beds left on the regular medical surgical floor.
What message would you have for people, both in the community you're serving and around the state, for how they approach and think about COVID and the precautions they take?
If you don't take it seriously, take it seriously now. There are people dying, and there's a lot of counterfactual information going on about that. But if you know a physician or a nurse or a healthcare provider, listen to what they are experiencing and seeing, because it's very real. And the things that we have are very simple. They're public health tools, and they're wearing a mask, and they're staying out of other people's homes and keeping that 6 feet of distance. The things which could help are so simple, but they've been weaponized. And now we're going to see deaths. We're going to lose people because it has not been taken seriously.
Dr. Slagle, best to you and the patients you're working with. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Dr. Amy Slagle is a family physician at the Menominee Tribal Clinic. She talked to us about how the virus has spread within the Menominee Reservation.